what they've asked us to do is to change the letter that we send out to patients. We've been mandated to send out a letter, sort of a results letter to patients that get mammograms. And now they'd like this to basically split it up into two groups. And one letter will say that your mammogram showed you have dense breasts, which is something that you may want to discuss with your physician that may help you decide to do some additional tests in the future, depending on your particular situation. And then the other half, other people will sort of get the usual letter, which is, you know, you had your mammogram and here are the results, and it won't say anything about having dense breasts. One of the things that people need to understand is that it's a big group of people that we put in that block of having dense breasts. It's actually about, you know, half of the people that would qualify. So that's one way to think about it, is that you've been told that your breasts are dense, and therefore you just need to be aware of that. It's very common, and, you know, they ask us to say in the report, you know, the density of the breast, and it goes, it's the usual thing in biology, it's sort of a bell curve. On one end, you have breasts that are very fatty, and it's easy to see everything that's in there, and then it goes up to, you know, we say scattered density, and then when it gets to be heterogeneous density, that falls into the dense category, and then on the high end of the scale, you have extremely dense, which are very hard to see through. So it's the gradation.
And when you have that higher density, are you more at risk of breast cancer?
They think that there's a slight increase of breast cancer because you have dense breast, and it sort of makes just sense because there's more breast tissue there, and therefore, you know, the chances are that cancer might just start up randomly in one of those areas. And then also, the risk is that we might not be able to see a cancer as well, because it's harder to see through the dense breast.
With the mammogram technology that Baxter Health has, both in the hospital at Baxter Health and on the MMU, they have what's called tomosynthesis, which is the 3D imaging, which is very unique. Not everyone has such access to that as people in our listening area.
That's right. We're very fortunate in our area that when we switched over to tomosynthesis, not only did we switch over to it in all of the machines we have at the hospital, but also on our mobile unit, which actually was the first mobile unit in the country to have tomosynthesis on the mobile unit. So any of the mammography machines that we use here have tomosynthesis, and so we use it regularly on everybody.
As a radiologist, what is the difference that that makes when you're looking at them?
It makes it easier to see two things. One is masses, and one is what's called architectural distortion, where the breast is deformed a little bit. Tomosynthesis makes it easier to see those two things, and particularly with dense breasts, it's easier to see them. Third thing that we look for on mammograms is calcifications, and tomosynthesis doesn't really help with that, but it helps basically with two out of the three things that we look for on mammograms.
Dr. Wilson, the recommendation is still for any woman 40 or older to have an annual mammogram.
That's correct. You know, these recommendations don't necessarily change anything that people should be doing. They should be doing their, you know, their regular physical examinations of themselves. They should keep their doctor's appointments and get their yearly screening mammograms. And then if they get one of these letters that tell you that you have dense breasts, just the next time you're with your doctor, let them know that you got that and that you're aware of it. And that over time, I think what this will hopefully do will spur the manufacturers to maybe develop some more technologies that will help women who have dense breasts even more.
Dr. Wilson, the data showed that during COVID, of course, screening numbers declined greatly. Have those numbers come back up? Are we getting back into our habit of our yearly mammogram?
I think so. I think that, you know, not just mammography, but everything slowed down during the pandemic. And now it's coming back up to normal. And people should just, you know, go see their doctor on a regular basis and get back into the routine maintenance that we all should be doing.